the great Ed Ochester, who's here, who will kick me later for calling him the great Ed Ochester. There are several of us who are going to talk about Ed's work and read some poems, and then Ed's going to come up and read for us. Our first reader is Jan Beatty, who is the author most recently of Red Sugar. She has a new book coming out very soon. We're also excited about it. And here she is.
Okay, I'm really excited to be here. It's really hard to see up here, I'll tell you right now. I don't know how to change that. Okay, I'll just take my glasses off. It's still, okay, I got it. I'll be like. All right, so Ed Ochester. Ed Ochester is, as you know, you all know him, is a wild guy. And I was thinking, the thing about Ed that I like the most is that he's, in any given room, he's like the sickest guy, the smartest guy, and the sweetest guy all at the same time, which to me makes him very dangerous, you know? And I think that's how I would describe him. So he's a bad, bad man. Okay, this is called Unreconstructed. When people talk about form, distrust them. These are the ones who believe the starving have themselves to blame, but that the sonnet has a life of its own. They believe in eagles, two-headed kinds, and the ones they've hunted near to extinction. They're headed for a retirement villa in the sky and don't really want your kind there, just as they didn't want your kind here. They believe human nature never changes, and don't like ancient history either, since it's about different human natures. Remember when you were happiest. Remember when you were first truly sexually happy, if you ever were. They say that's just a pale reflection of what's real. They say, prepare yourself for death. So I've used that in a lot of my classes. I like that one a lot. This next one is, I'm going to read a couple short ones, because we have four readers. Okay. And any of you who are poets, which is almost all of you, know what this is like. This is called the Latin American Solidarity Committee Fundraising Picnic. What we'd like to do, he said, is include some local poets in the entertainment. Sure, I said. It was at the Mellon Pavilion in Frick Park, and when I got there, they were running late. Listen, he said, I'm really sorry. The poetry has to go later in the program because we still haven't raffled off the bottle of Cuban rum. Sure, I said. After the Cuban rum, there was an interlude with mariachi music and solo guitar, and then a professor of sociology gave a full account of his recent trip to Cuba and how the Cuban people, despite having just broken the ubiquitous chains of American economic imperialism, showed unfailing courtesy to visiting dignitaries such as himself. By this time, it was almost dark. Geez, he said, if we have the poetry now, we'll never get in the volleyball. That's okay, I said. I like volleyball. So I I played, and the other team was pretty good. I got three balls spiked in my face. After that, I drank some beer and talked with a pretty Mexican woman. After the beer ran out, I went home. Under the cover of darkness, the revolution was gathering steam. This one, I'm going to try to read like Ed reads it, but I really can't do it, so forgive me. Pocahontas, one of everyone's favorites. Disney didn't tell you that when she first slept with Captain Smith, she was 12 years old, and at that time, organized nude dancing by her young friends for the delectation of the colonists. If this disturbs you deeply, you're probably beyond help. You should go to Orlando and stand in line for 3 hours in the rain. Take a snapshot of Goofy. Oh, two other things. In colonial Virginia, the age of sexual consent was 10. And if you eat of the fruit of Disney, you will die. That's what Ed always says, you will die. But Ed says it cooler. And one more. This is Ed Ochester, I think. I'm just saying, I think, on religion. The Night of the Living Dead. Like a parasitic insect, stealthy Jesus lays his eggs at the base of their skulls, and they hatch, raven through the medulla, cerebellum, and the cerebrum. They are saved. They are blissful. They are born again. They wear galoshes. They have sex only for procreation. They are unemployed. They are bound for glory because they know one thing, the only thing to know, and they want to give it to you. They are gathered this evening before your door to offer tracts. They are restrained. They don't like to touch themselves. They are standing here today quietly, though they burned Jews, though they stoned heretics, though they inserted flaming pokers into the anuses of homosexuals. They're restrained. They know God. They would like to tear your arms from your sockets. They are waiting until the world is dark enough to tear the flesh from your thighs. Thank you, Ed.